Liz, the big race everyone was watching was the special election. Again, that's the one to fill the remaining months of Congressman Don Young's term. Democrat Mary Peltola was the top vote getter, but does she actually have a chance at winning the seat?
Yeah, she does. But the real story, if you ask me, is that Sarah Palin is ahead of Nick Begich. If that order holds, it is his ballots that would be redistributed. His voters' second rankings, they're not all going to go to his fellow Republican, but a lot of them are likely to go to Palin. Peltola is now 6 percentage points ahead of Palin. It's not clear that's enough of a lead to overcome those second votes. Now, overnight, Peltola gained a teeny bit. She crested 38%, while Palin and Begich went down a little bit, but we're talking a fraction of a percentage point. If that trend continues with the late arriving ballots, you know, it might be close between Peltola and Palin.
So is it actually clear at this point that Begich finished in third and is really out of the running?
Oh, not at all. He's about 3 points behind Palin. Again, that gap closed a teeny bit overnight. So it's possible that Palin finishes third and it's her second rankings that would get redistributed. But the way things are looking now, Sarah Palin is probably on track to be Alaska's next member of Congress. And, you know, ranked choice voting was supposed to favor consensus candidates and moderates. And instead, wouldn't it be ironic if RCV is what brings us to Congresswoman Sarah Palin?
Yeah. So again, that's for the short term, just until the end of this year. Is it possible that one candidate wins the special U.S. House race and another wins the general November election for the next term?
It is possible. That's something Mary Peltola is saying. She says Democrats, progressives, fishermen, other people, you know, inclined to vote for her, don't tend to turn out as often for elections in August, though they may show up in bigger numbers in November. She says she could do better in the regular general election for the next term. But on the other hand, someone is going to be the Congress member for the next few months. That person will have an office, a title, will look like a Congress member, will be making connections, raising money. That person is really going to have a leg up.
So let's talk about the U.S. Senate race. I know you've been following this one closely. It looks like Lisa Murkowski and Kelly Chewbacca were pretty close.
Well, the latest I saw from today shows Murkowski at 44% and Chewbacca at just under 40%. So, you know, that is a gap. Let's remember, though, that Tuesday was a primary for U.S. Senate. Murkowski, Chewbacca, along with Democrat Pat Chesbro, who got 6%, and a fourth candidate are likely to go on to the November ballot. So that gap between those two, it's more of a indicator than a determinative factor.
Well, tell me about that fourth candidate, because that was kind of a mystery as far as who was going to be joining Murkowski, Chewbacca, and Chesbro in the general ballot.
Yeah, it's somebody named Buzz Kelly. We don't know much about him. He's a Republican. I have to wonder if he didn't get some votes because his last name is Kelly, and Chewbacca's campaign sign said Kelly for Alaska. He got about 3,400 ballots, not a ton, but, you know, that might have happened.
So he'll be moving on. But when will we know who wins the special election for U.S. House? When do we get to find out?
Not until the end of the month. And that's because by state law, mailed ballots in the general have 15 days to arrive at the Division of Elections. Normally, we don't really pay much attention to that because, you know, it's pretty clear a few days after the election who's won. But in this case, the division will not determine who finished third until then. And that's when they start the redistribution based on elimination rounds.